to you from the tremble of love. And thank you for your interest. So I'm going to read the preface and the author's note. Preface. The Tremble of Love, a novel of the Baal Shem Tov, is an historical novel inspired by the life of Rabbi Yisrael ben Eliezer, who became known as the Baal Shem Tov, the master of the good name, the good master of the name. Both actually are translations of Baal Shem Tov. Born in 1698 in the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth, the Baal Shem Tov was a healer and spiritual guide. It is said that everywhere he went, he encountered the Shekhinah, the sacred presence. The Baal Shem Tov's life is swathed in legends and tales of miracles. He wrote no books and asked his followers not to write down his teachings, but instead to live them through their loving actions and their joy. The intention of this book is to bring the heart and life of the Baal Shem Tov, the world and heart of the Baal Shem Tov to life, and to convey the essence of his teachings. While events reputed to have occurred in the rabbi's life are woven into the tapestry of this telling, the novel is a fictional account. A number of the book's characters are known to have been or believed to have been in the Baal Shem Tov's life. Others have been inspired by my study and my inner relationship with the master. The Tremble of Love, a novel of the Baal Shem Tov, tells the story of a rare teacher who saw love everywhere and beckoned it forth from the hearts of rag pickers, ruby merchants, midwives, and murderers. It is said that to tell and listen to stories about a great soul brings blessing. May it be so. And now the author's note. That which is nameless and beyond description is called by many names: Source, Oneness, I Am, God, Adonai, Allah, Christ, Shekhinah, Shakti, Tao, Love. In Hebrew alone, there are more than 72 different names for God. If one name or no name at all finds favor with you, please feel free to substitute accordingly whenever a name for the nameless appears in the following pages and recordings. Thank you. I'll see you in the next recording.